Blog Talk Radio
presents the Blog Radio Show.
Everybody, welcome to Applause Radio Show, and welcome, happy Halloween Eve, as I know it, as Mischief Night. So I don't know of anybody doing any mischief these days, but when we were doing it, we were crazy, but we had a great time. It was safe, crazy fun.
Did.
So
I don't know but, if we went to this, but getting bags full of candy.
Yes, but tonight we have with us lyricist and author Rick Ryan. He's been on before, and tonight we are going to talk about his new book, Under Santa's Hat, and I'm looking at it right now. It is gorgeous. I love it. And we're giving away 3 free copies tonight, autographed by the author, and it's illustrated by Laura Gravala. Rick will tell me how to pronounce that. So,
and if
you guys don't recall Rick, he wrote one of my favorite songs that I play on. Well,
Willie
I haven't played it in
kid.
A while.
Willie the Kid.
Yep. And so we are going to talk about Under Santa's Hat tonight. But first, let me say welcome, Rick. Welcome to the show, Rick Ryan. Everybody, how are you?
Thank you, Joanne.
Believe it or not, we have a caller, so let's see who's calling already. Maybe they want to win a book.
Let's see.
Yeah, this is Michael Waldschmidt.
Hello.
Hello, it's Michael Waldschmidt.
Yes, Michael, how are you?
I'm about to hear Rick answer a few questions.
Go ahead, shoot away.
What I propose is, Rick, can you describe for me how hard it's been for you to write from salsa pop all the way to Under Santa's Hat.
Well, that shows.
And the lyrics for Willie the Kid and Labyrinth of Voices.
My question is, how did he go from Nuthouse, the book Nuthouse, to Under Santa's Hat?
Oh.
Well, I think I show some signs of diversity, where I can go from lyrics to 5 novels to a children's book.
I'd say that's diverse,
A platinum record, a platinum album with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Wow.
That's me.
He is Mr. Versatility.
What else? Yeah, that's the genius
Michael.
Of the thing. The lyrics are tremendous.
Oh, thank you. To what?
Yeah. Well, to the Borderlands, for example. The
Borderlands.
For the example. Childhood's End.
Yeah,
I remember when you did that from Dallas. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was invited to Dallas for the JFK's remembrance of his 25th remembrance of his assassination in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
I made a
I remember the Dallas broadcast, yeah. Oh, anyway, congratulations, Rick, on your diversity. I enjoy all of your work, and thanks for sharing it with
well,
me.
Well, you're the man, Mike. You are. Mike.
Well, I guess, Michael, did you want a copy of the book, or you already have one?
No, I don't have one yet. You mean of Under Santa's Hat?
No, he
yes.
doesn't have one.
Would you like to win a copy right now?
To win a copy? Sure.
Yeah.
Of course he would. It's
well, what I'll do, okay. What I'll do is I will take your number down. I'll call you after the show, and I'll get your mailing information. How's that sound?
Okay, great.
Excellent. We just gave away a book. Yay! Understand
okay,
that.
Joanne,
really,
thank
it's,
you.
It's really a gorgeous
God bless
book, Mike.
Okay,
it's
God bless
really
you,
gorgeous.
Rick.
Okay.
Take care. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, we'll talk later. Thank you.
Bye-bye. I will call you later. All right. Now, I really love it, Rick. It's gorgeous. It's
well,
high quality.
Well, I have to say, first off, that finding, and I say this in the bio, I think, but finding the illustrator.
Yes, pronounce her name again, please.
Laura Grijalva.
Yeah, she's very good.
Well, she's, that's one reason why this book is multicultural. Because my roots are in Ireland, and hers are in, what, Mexico or somewhere. And we have some kind of special bond where she came up with the best. She said this book and was the best thing she's ever produced. You know,
yeah, it's good.
She's been some kind of thing in the artist in the business, you know, the movie business. And she spent at least a year and a half producing this book.
Yeah, well, it shows.
So,
and I love how she has you. She's actually got a drawing of you in the book, sitting there reading
the
book.
At the front of the book.
Cute.
Yeah.
Cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, we got another caller, Rick. Let's see who's calling
in.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Yeah, let's see what we got. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name?
Eric.
Eric, how are you?
Yeah.
Did you want to speak
fine,
to
thanks.
Rick? Do you want to speak to Rick, or are you calling in for the book? Or both?
I want to congratulate Rick, and yeah, I do plan to buy one of the books. You mean right now?
Yeah.
If you want to win a copy, we've got three beautiful copies right here.
All signed.
Oh, wow.
And they're autographed as well. So what I could do, Eric, is I'll take your number and I will give you a call after the show and get your email, not your email, pardon me, your address, and I'll send it out to you, and you'll have it for Christmas, definitely.
Well, who else is going to get a free book?
I'm sorry?
It's me. My turn.
Yeah, I know. Rick's
a very talented writer, and so I. Of course, I'm going to pass it on to my grandson for Christmas.
Good.
That'd be great. Yeah.
It's perfect. Yeah. Excellent.
Good.
Well, like I said, I will definitely give you a call after the show and get your address
and
get them right.
Oh, okay. You want my number now, or you want me
no,
to?
No, I have it. I have your number, hon.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, really. Yeah, I appreciate you interviewing my good friend. Thank you.
Well, did you have anything you wanted to say to Rick, or any questions for him?
I never mentioned he believes in Santa, but I guess he's a true believer.
No, I don't believe in Santa. I believe he's a fictional character that just like I believe that Halloween is based on a group of fictional characters.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's part of the folklore of Central Europe or something.
I don't. Hey, Eric.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're more of
of
the intelligentsia than I am.
Well, you don't have to
go,
the intelligence. Yeah.
Go
yeah,
well with that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna go trick or treating right now.
Ah.
Okay. Oh wait. Oh, it's tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, you need
okay.
to.
Yeah.
No, you tonight you gotta go raise hell. It's mischief night.
Okay. All right. That's what I'll do.
Okay.
Got my marching orders. Okay. Thank you.
No, they're not marching orders. They aren't.
Yeah. No. I know. I'm exaggerating, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Take care.
Okay.
All right, Eric, thank you so much. I'll give you a call after the show, and I'll get your address, hon, and we'll send you out a copy of Under Santa's Hat, autographed by Rick Ryan, and I'm sure your grandson will enjoy it.
Yeah, can't wait. Yeah.
Well, thank you
so
much for calling in.
All right, take care.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Nice. So, oh, wow, we only got one left, Rick, one left. Wow.
Who are they?
They're going quick. What?
Who are they? Somebody else?
Who are they? What do you mean?
No, I thought somebody else might be coming up. I don't know.
Oh, actually, there's another caller coming in now. Wow. Hold on 1 second. Let's see who we got calling now. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name?
Hi, this is Joan. Hi, Rick. I'm calling from Vermont.
Joan.
Yes.
Joan.
Yes.
Wow. So
hey,
great
Joan.
To hear from you.
It's chilly here.
Where are you
but
calling
anyways,
from, Joan? I didn't hear where you said you were calling from. Where are you calling from, Joan?
Burlington, Vermont.
Oh, and it's cold already. Whoa, yeah. It's getting chilly
it
over here or in New York, too. Yeah, it's getting cold in New York, too. Well, Joan, you are our third caller, and we had three books. Would you like a copy of Under Santa's Hat by Rick Ryan, autographed by Rick Ryan as well?
Well, of course I would love a copy.
Wonderful. So I'm going to grab your number. I have it here. Don't say it. I have it here. I'm
copy
writing it down.
So quickly.
And I will give you a call after the show and get your address, and we will send you out. And we are all out of stock, folks. So congratulations to our three winners.
Send
excellent.
You if you want.
This is great, Rick.
Yeah. So what you want to talk to Rick, Joan? You have anything to say? Questions?
Well, it's been a long time since I talked to Rick, and I find this wonderful.
My sister-in-law, or I don't know. And I've always been I have to cut my
We're family.
We
that's
are
what
family.
We are. Yep.
Like the Pointer Sisters said.
Yes.
Very nice. Very
I
nice.
I know my music. One thing I know is my music.
Very nice. Well, Joan, thank you for calling in and congratulations, and we'll get these out to you and great to have for the holidays for any kids in your life.
Oh, I do. I have two wonderful grandchildren, and this book is going to be awesome.
And it's gorgeous. It really is. I love it. I was just
I believe it.
Just telling Rick, complimenting him on the production, everything about it. I mean, even the illustration, everything about it is just absolutely gorgeous.
I again have to give accolades to Laura Gahalva, who did the illustrations for the and I know as a writer of words that the illustrations sometimes carries the book through more than the words.
And
it's
vice
like
versa.
It's like a song. It's like a song. The melody stays more than the words.
Well, Rick, let me ask you: Do you have any more Christmas or children's books planned for future, or this one's just been, no pun intended, under your hat?
I have some that Laura could work on. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I have like five or four.
Oh, great. Excellent.
Whatever.
Excellent. Well, Joan, thank you so much. I don't know if you wanted to add anything to the conversation with Rick, and if not, please stay warm. Thank you so much for calling in, and congratulations on winning the book.
Well, thank you so much. And, Rick, hopefully I get to talk to you again soon.
Oh, you'll get it.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Joan in Vermont. Thank you, Joan. Take care.
Burlington.
You too. Burlington.
Okay, bye-bye. Wow. Yeah, so now tell us, what was the influence behind Under Santa's Hat? What brought this on? I mean, compared to your other writings, like Labyrinth and Nuthouse.
I have been influenced by probably three writers.
The story itself. I mean, what made you want to do a Christmas book after writing?
Well, sounds like Dr. Seuss.
Mm-hmm.
But that was never read to me as a kid, I don't think. So, but apparently it sounds like Dr. Seuss, you know, with what they call internal rhymes. People probably don't even know what that is. But in the middle of a sentence, it rhymes with part of the next stanza. Which I think that's a tool. I think that. And, one thing I had to say that I think all this is for new writers out there.
Mm-hmm.
Deals with work and work and work to get to the point where you can do this kind of stuff. You know? I mean, come
mm-hmm.
up with whatever I've come up with, you know, it's all, the work is the payoff, not
right.
The payoff, not the money, not that.
So, mm-hmm. So are you doing any book signing tours? I mean, what's going on with the book now, promotion-wise, or what are we doing promotion-wise with it?
I told you, I think, I'm looking for a publisher so
mm-hmm.
I can put the book up for the Newbery Medal or the Caldecott Medal so it be in libraries everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be there.
And right now, where can people get it? I guess undersantashat.com and also Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Or, mm-hmm.
My website, www.undersantashat.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
also, it's on Amazon and all the outlets, right? Online.
Oh, no. Anyway, just go to the website. You can send something directly to me, and I'll send you the book. Maybe I'll sign
mm-hmm.
it if you want.
Well, these three are signed, so why not sign the rest of them, right? Well,
you
should definitely get it out on Amazon and all the online outlets so that it gets out there.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
You know, right now people are looking for books for their kids for Christmas to give them for Christmas. So it's a perfect time to do it. Although, you know, I don't know if it's similar to Christmas music, where Christmas music is written, the day before, the day after Christmas for the next year, you know. And so I don't know how books work. But
like I said, more than one person has said, I guess, like Dr. Seuss.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's different, but I have what are called internal rhymes, which people don't even know what that means, where
mm-hmm.
You know what that means. Where the next line before the end works in the last with a rhyme. So I'm pretty good at rhymes.
Excellent. Well, I have a surprise. It's
What's that?
It's Halloween, and we have your song Santa's Monster Bash that I'd like to play.
Yeah, you can play it.
Let's play it. This is Santa's Monster Bash, and we'll talk about it after we play it. So enjoy this,
yeah,
folks. Written by Rick Ryan and Santa's
Frank
Monster Bash. Check it out.
Christmas Eve they met inside the deepest dark abyss. The biggest names and monsters had a plan that couldn't miss. They knew their mission and were only hours from their goal, to polish up their powers and demolish the North Pole. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and all at their best game. The turnout was spectacular, the Wolfman even came. There were gruesome ghouls and goblins, every guardian of gloom, all led by that mad scientist, his name Professor Doom. Monster was the mummy with the alien dripping goo. Godzilla was no dummy, he brought King Kong with him too. A sea of screeching zombies joined the powerful platoon. The creature even came up from inside his black lagoon. What a mob, the blob, the predator, and evil Mr. Hyde. Yes, a headless horseman even showed up for a ride. 100 flying monkeys and a wicked witch herself. She cast a spell on Santa and on every single elf. Brought a big spaceship so cool and customized. Professor Doom saw all the room and boy, he was surprised. He led his mighty monsters on their cruel and creepy cause. Tonight he was their host in making toast of Santa Claus. Once their spaceship landed, they would stomp and snort and sneer. But Santa's laugh was all those mad monstrosities could hear. Then suddenly a soft and quiet snow began to fall. And Santa said, it's Christmas Eve, let's party one and all.
Dracula dear, would you like some blood brownie?
Oh, what a rude, I would.
And fiddles, there was Mrs. Claus's feast. There were folks with jokes and riddles, songs to soothe the savage beast. There was every sound of Christmas, there was laughter by the ton. The first time all the monsters felt that thing that we call fun. The snow that fell would break the spell of that old wicked witch. And Santa yelled, let's party hardy, all the monsters got the itch. With zombies, elves, and King Kong, it was such a culture clash. It was quite a sight to see that night at Santa's Monster Bash. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas!
All right. Well, And what's the story behind that? Well, what made you write Santa's Monster Bash?
Well, I wrote, as I always do with Frank Garcia, I wrote the lyric first. And between him and his wife came up with, well, the vocal and the production and all that stuff. So I thank you, Frank Garcia, if you're out there.
But what made you write that, though? I mean, because combining the Christmas with the Halloween, sort of, you know, Monster Bash a little bit.
Well, I thought at the time that kids are into Santa and ghouls and goblins or
aliens.
Aliens, whatever they are. Yeah. So I thought, what a great combination. So I think it deservedly has to be done over, but I think Frank did a damn good job on it.
Yeah,
so
it's great. Now that you have the book Under Santa's Hat, is there going to be a song Under Santa's Hat?
Now, I don't know if it's going to be a song.
Maybe there should.
It doesn't lend itself to a chorus. You know, it's more like, what do you call them, verses or stanzas or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no, oh, I could put a chorus in it if I wanted to.
Of course, yeah.
I haven't yet. I mean, I guess fancy myself as being, I don't want to sound self-important or anything, but a really good lyricist and artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a difference between a writer and an artist.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work, I've found in my own life, many, many years to get to the point that you can become, quote-unquote, an artist.
Right.
It comes from hard work.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Well, Rick, you've been a lyricist and a songwriter for over four decades, and for those of you who don't know, like Michael was mentioning earlier, he's received tons of awards for his writing, including the Platinum Album with Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young, and he wrote Borderlands, and which is a collection of poetry, and he's also got the novels, which I mentioned, Nuthouse and A Labyrinth of Voices, and he's also done All the Fools and Mad Men by Jean-Baptiste Delacroix, and now out of all the books you've written, and now you've got Under Santa's Hat, I mean, which is children related, the others are not, what kind of feeling did you have writing this book? Did you feel like you were, making kids happy or, you know?
Well, I always thought, I believe that in Santa's Monster Bash too, but this will speak to children and they can be enjoyed by kids of all ages, adults.
Right. It's not just for kids.
No, not just for kids. But there's nothing objectionable in it. There's nothing. Although it's multicultural. So, of course, if I were to target my audience like they all want, the publisher, whatever, the people in power want you to say, I'm going to make this about, LGBTQ or black experience. This is just a book. It's not about, oh, it's multicultural. You know, it talks about sombreros and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's, I think, or I believe this is a book that will be read 40, 50 years from now, after I'm long gone.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, and as Rick said, it's multicultural, meaning, you know, Santa's supposed to take over, conquer the world in one night to deliver presents, and each place he goes, there's a new hat. Everybody's got a different style hat everywhere he goes.
The whole thrust of the story is he's going bald, he discovers what he thinks is a way to produce hair on his head. So he puts different hats on, and there's a sombrero, there's, you know, a baker's hat, whatever. It's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a fun story.
Yep, and yep. How long did it take to have this printed? Because I really love the quality of everything on this.
Oh,
everything.
It took, one thing I should say is it's on what looks like parchment paper, you know, like old style.
Yeah.
Like, it,
mm-hmm.
like something that could have been come out of the 50s or 40s.
Right.
You know. Oh.
Yeah, it has that old look to it, right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, stuff that... I don't want to downplay what comes out today.
No, it looks like a classic kids, children's Christmas book, which is great.
Yeah. And,
you know,
nowadays, I won't even say who's come up with this, but you see illustrators who make, like, circle heads or whatever, and they can't even draw. And Laura spent pretty much a year and a half doing this.
Yeah.
She said it was the best work she has ever done.
And I
so
can attest.
Kudos.
I mean, I've never seen her work, but this is amazing, you know?
Well, she's worked in the movie business for many years. So,
mm-hmm.
She was a gem to find.
Mm.
Say that.
How'd you find her?
How'd I find her?
Yeah.
A mutual friend of mine turned me on to her. And the rest is what happened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is what happened. She came up with what I believe is an extraordinary... Oh, it matches my story completely.
Mm-hmm.
It does. And
yeah.
I didn't think anybody could come up with a muse or illustrations that could match my story like she has.
Right.
So kudos to her.
Yeah, it was like you guys were on the same wavelength, which was cool. So,
I guess,
and which
yeah.
gave a which
I'll
gave a great
that.
Product.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we got another caller, Rick. You want to take another call?
Oh,
but
boy.
We don't have any. But we have no books to give away. So I hope they're not disappointed
give
with that.
Give another one away. I'll send it to you.
All right, hang on. Let's see who we got calling in now. Hang on. Hello, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Joanne Barton and Rick Ryan. What's your name?
Hello, Joanne. My name is Laura Grijalva.
Oh, hi, Laura. We were just complimenting your work.
I guess
you don't want a copy of the book. You probably have tons of them
somewhere. I've got two copies. I wanted to thank
Laura?
Rick for his kind words.
Is
yes,
this
Rick.
The
it's
Laura?
Ha-ha.
Laura.
Yes, Rick. I wanted
Laura,
to thank
this...
you publicly for your kind things that you said.
I'm telling you, this is amazing. I mean, this looks like a book that I would have bought my kids when they were little. I mean, this is professional to the T. The everything about it is just fabulous. I was asking Rick, you know, where he got it done and everything, because it's fabulous.
It's even the size of it is 9 by 12, which
yeah,
is
it's not
big,
your average size. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still have the template if you want to include more pages. Joanne, you're such an amazing media personality. Maybe you can push us in the right direction, how to get it in the right place.
Well, I do my best.
In order to
get
it into the kids' hands.
Yeah, I try, you know, but it's hard. I mean, the publicists that I not the publicists, the publishers that I have on, I don't know if they dabble in kids' books, but it's really not a kid's book and everybody's book, and you know, I don't know. I mean, I had someone else just recently ask me if I could find a publisher for a book, and I'm like, I don't know. I think he's retired, so I don't know if he'd want be interested, but I could definitely mention it. I don't want to mention his name on the air.
Joanne once mentioned that, I don't know if this is true now because it was a couple of years ago, she had an in to a publisher. No,
I don't think he dabbles in children's books, but then again, it's not necessarily a children's
but
book.
But they could always say, what about calling here, or what about, they always do.
And that. What do you mean, I don't know if this is true, you think I lied to you?
No.
Monica, I have an idea, and why don't you both tell me what you think of this idea. Why don't we put a copy in as many dental offices and pediatrician offices, places where people are forced to sit there and they pick up whatever's on the table. I've picked up copies of Popular Mechanics because it's there.
Right.
I figure that's a better shot at actually getting it into somebody's hands that might enjoy it.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, as many books as you'd like to get, I will send them. And I only ask for the shipping. I'll send you the books, as many books as you want. So, 12.
Laura, what other books have you illustrated? Because I can't imagine this is your only book with the way the quality and just gorgeous artwork.
Freeze, Flee, Fight, or Friend, which is a story about a little girl in the woods testing out all her father's teaching as to whether you freeze, you run, or you make a friend, depending on the situation. That's with Serena Walker as the author. And then a sight test book for kids to see if they're colorblind called Underwater Adventures of Abby and Josh. And that's a really cute little sight book where it's got these pictures so they can look at it, and if they see the 8, or depending on how they see the colors, it tells whether or not they have a healthy color interpretation. And then the one I just finished is called The Adventures of Pacer the Dog and the Dragon, Adventures with My Pet Dragon. And that's going to be in Amazon probably within a week. It's a young lady in Arizona. And it's her story of her family and their dog running through the woods and discovering all kinds of cute stuff. And what I'm trying to do is sell the idea to people to have their stories of their children. Everybody's got a few stories of their kids, and compose it into a book and give the kid the book on their graduation day, give a copy to the grandparents. It's basically a version of what people had in Europe when they had their portraits painted.
Yeah.
Now you can have a little book.
Right. You have something to keep. Yeah. Now, when you were doing
story,
when
way
you were
stories are told.
Right. And when you were doing Under Santa's Hat, were there any challenges, and if so, what were they?
Well, the challenges I think about when I'm drawing is who's this going to offend and how's it going to shut us down? So make sure
you got
to
think of that shit nowadays, I guess, right?
No. Yeah, it's a real inhibition, but it is what it is. So there's that. And then there's so I can't really say there's any problems. I mean, there's problems, there's solutions. And with digital painting, I don't have to worry about my airbrush drying out or anything. Mm. And yet, those don't look digital, do they?
No, that's what I was going to ask. That's what I was going to ask. How did you actually, are these actually painted? Was it done on the computer? Because, oh, my God, I'm loving it. I really do. I love it.
It's done on the computer, but it's done by a person who likes their painting tools, their real live brushes. And the programs that are available right now really do try to address the artist.
Hey,
All these programs really try.
Right.
I have to say, Laura worked her ass off doing this.
Well, it shows.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all those, like the pirate one, that's his wife sitting there on the rock with jewels.
I got to go through there. Hold on. Well, I like the one. I like, yeah, I like page one with Rick in there.
And
yeah,
she has a lot of people, I believe, from the industry that she knows.
Yeah, that was the hope and prayer that would make them buy it, because people love to buy a copy of something where their own image shows up.
Oh,
so that was the idea behind that. But it's got to get in stores for that to happen. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the pirate.
Life
that's
goes
what I'm,
on. We'll
I'm thumbing.
The Viking
we'll
one, if you look in the corner of the Viking one, that's his son, Jack.
Oh, you just answered my question. I was going to ask Rick, who is Jack? He wrote it for Jack, and I was just going to ask him who's Jack. So
absolutely.
He answered that question.
Who is my son? She's met him, so.
Mm-hmm.
I won't
and
go
that's
into
him fishing.
Very nice. I'm looking at everything here. It's just great. Absolutely great. And like Rick said, it's got that old classic book feel to it, like when you look
now,
at it. It's
Laura,
got that classic
what
book.
What kind of, forgive me, what kind of background is that? Because it's some kind of
which
old
one?
Style.
Which one?
Is that
background?
Like parchment or what is it called?
I composed it out of, with the intention of it looking like something you would see a pirate ship map on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just very,
very aged
hemp. Whatever it is that they used back in the days to make paper that absorbed color and age and tea stains, and it absorbed age very beautifully because it was a tight, tight weave.
Mm.
So that was the idea when I made the background, and these programs make it so that you can create it, and then your printer, as long as they print it on something nice and matte, it doesn't have any sheen, you're probably okay.
And you I believed, like, the printing that came out, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah. And
Sorry for the noise. I'm looking through the book. I'm rustling through the book.
Well, I've in the past worked with, and Laura knows about this, worked with a guy named Tim Bruckner, who's...
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know Tim. He's been on the show. Yeah, I think you introduced him.
Oh, yeah.
Him, Tim.
He was here 2 years ago or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A brilliant artist, I just have to say. Sculptor, blah, blah, blah. And he just was floored by Laura's artwork in this. So I just have to say that for Laura's sake. No,
yeah,
for my
it's
sake.
Great.
I'd love to do a book for him.
Huh?
So, Laura, is that what you do? You basically get calls from people and they say, I need you to illustrate a book for me? Or no, that's not specifically your line of work?
That's absolutely my line of work.
Oh, cool.
You can ask me to illustrate anything, a brochure for a show, a wedding invitation, or basically
she does,
the background of anything you need.
She does friggin' murals.
Wow.
Murals, props, films. But I'm just trying to make it so that I'm working more from home, and illustration is more lucrative than anything else.
Right.
So if anyone wants, and it doesn't have to be a book, it could be anything, any artwork that you need that you want to be completely unique and original,
and applying to whatever it is you would like to celebrate.
Well, I have, to interject this, I have other projects planned, hopefully for you, Laura. So we'll see what happens.
Nice.
Wouldn't it be
well,
great
Laura,
if you could hand something at people's funerals, a book with a bunch
funerals.
Of little cartoons and stuff like that? Instead of,
yeah.
Just instead of signing oh,
a gift
book, hand everybody
of
these little graphic
well,
novels.
Laura, if pardon me, Laura, if anybody wanted to find out more information about you or want to get in touch with you in regard to illustrating for them, where how can they get? Do you have a website or anything? Where how can they get in touch with
I
you?
I sure do. If I'll send it, I have your email address, and if I don't, I can certainly get it, and I will send you all the information you need to contact me, and I can do it from anywhere on the planet. All the books that I've done are from people I've never even sat down and met.
Nice. But tell everybody here, I mean, I'll get the information for me, but what is your website or how would they get
the
in touch with you?
The website is www.lmgportfolio.com, and that's Laura Marie Grijalva, LMG Portfolio.
Mm-hmm. Very
that,
cool.
If you put that in, you'll find me. And then that would lead you to every bit of social media that I mentioned. In.
Right,
so,
and also samples.
It's not
of,
hard to find me if you want.
Yeah, and samples of the work you've done already. And
yes.
This is probably all up there. Excellent.
Oh, I just have to say that she is a master of what she does.
Isn't mm-hmm. she sweet?
Oh, she is.
Well, that's why
I
we
might
work together. Because we're
pseudo-master at what I do. She's a master.
No, not at all, but I'm trying every day. But
wow.
That is
well,
the beauty of any type of artistic expression is you're always learning and you're never as good today as you're going to be tomorrow, at least you hope. That's
exactly. Yeah.
I hope
yeah.
I look at this someday and go, oh, my God, that's terrible. So much better.
Oh, we all do as artists.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What did
I put a lot of work into that. Probably I put more soul into that book than anything I've ever done before as far as just looking at everything, going, you know what, this isn't right yet. And every time, like Santa's beard, for example, tried to make it different on every single page.
Oh, mm-hmm. She was, I just have to admit, she was halfway through the thing or something like that. And she mentioned it needs more of this or that. And I tried my best to be, what's the word?
Well, you probably weren't seeing it until she said it, and then you were like, yeah,
to
you're right.
Show patience or be compliant. But she came up with the goods. That's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't like it, if there was something in it he didn't like, I changed it. And there were
right.
lots of times where he went, I don't think that's really that funny. I don't think it's that applicable to the rhyme. We always
mm-hmm.
kept it completely
yeah.
within the storyline and make sure as much imagery reflected off of those rhymes as possible.
Well,
because I want to keep people to
I have to say that I believe that Laura, as the illustrator, put the work down, came back, looked at it, and thought, I have to do this, right? Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
I know I am.
Well, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I had to do it. And COVID
nice.
Came around, and it couldn't have been a better time because I really couldn't go out into the prop departments because of things were just shut down.
Right.
But across the board, as a 56-year-old woman, I'm a little happier to be doing illustration than lifting, heavy equipment, compressors, and loading messy stuff in and out of my car. So,
anybody,
I like doing it on the smaller scale.
Right.
Anybody who needs, look at the book first, who needs illustrations, contact Laura Grijalva.
Well, let me ask the book.
Grijalva, Irishman. Grijalva.
Let me ask both of you.
Irishman?
Let me ask both of you this. Okay, I don't know, Laura. I don't think this is your first children's book. But, Rick, this is your first children's book.
Yes.
What was the feeling writing this and illustrating this book in particular, Under Santa's Hat, compared to your past works that the both of you have done? I don't know who wants to go first.
I have to say, to be brutally honest, that I wrote the words many years ago or whatever, mm-hmm. a decade or more ago, when my wife, Melissa, she kept riding my ass. You got to get this book done. You got to get this book done.
In the pirate picture where Santa's in the pirate with the two guns.
That's
his name. Yes, that.
Mm-hmm. Saw that. That's a favorite. And you know where that pose is from? That's from the skeleton in Disneyland that's sitting on the mountain in the pirate area, in the pirate treasure trove. That's the same pose.
Now, what was it? I have to confirm this. What was it that you emailed me about the bonnet?
Mm-hmm. The baby one's missing, but I think we can put that somewhere else in one of your other. If you want to do another project, I think that would apply to a different one. But the one with the baby one is missing.
No, I want to do another project. Listen
but,
to Santa.
You have the material, but if you need me to send it again, then the next printing, make sure the baby one is in there because that's Santa with the baby bonnet on, and that one's really fun because he looks really angry.
Well, I haven't sent it to you yet, probably, but listen to that, Santa's Monster Bash. That might be the next one. I don't
know. I've heard that several times. And
yeah.
I have the text of all the rhymes. So Santa's
well,
Monster Bash
some of these are like
head.
Weird Owl or something.
Well, who knows? Maybe if a publisher takes an interest in Under Santa's Hat, then you'll have some working capital to throw at Santa's Monster Bash.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Significantly more,
I think the best things to read to your children is are words in verse. You know, where they rhyme and blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah. I have internal rhymes. I mean,
yes, they're more memorable. They're more memorable to the kids.
Yeah.
Well,
they're
isn't
more,
that
and
like
they're
so
actually more fun to read,
speak
too.
English? But
I'm
isn't
sorry?
Isn't that why people around the planet speak English? Because of rock and roll?
Oh, of
because
course.
Because
yeah.
That's
yeah.
something people
Chuck
would rather
Berry
learn
to go
rather
way
than conjugating
back.
Latin verbs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
A much faster approach to learning a language, song than rhyme, and
yeah.
songs prefer.
Well, there
so,
are.
Rock and roll is the reason I think that they speak English in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's funny you say that. It's funny you say that because I had an artist on the other night who's very, very popular in Japan, heavy metal. They just love that stuff there, and I said it's got to be pretty amazing to be up on that stage, and you're in a auditorium with thousands of people that don't speak a word of English, but yet they're singing your songs.
Wow.
You know, so.
And then they're going to help understand and share ideas
mm-hmm.
through the songs. There's
right.
no better way to share our culture with each other.
Right. Music is
music.
The language of just everyone.
Common language.
Mm-hmm.
Common language of humanity.
Music, for me, is, what is music? It's my, let's say, my road to enlightenment, music. More than lyrics, and I'm a lyricist, it's more
mm-hmm.
the music. The music stays with you 40 years later. The beats don't stay with you. It's the music.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you keep buying it on Amazon. You know what I just bought the other day on iTunes? That song, What's Your Name? Who's Your Daddy?
Oh, God,
that
that's old. Even is he rich like me?
You
know has he taken any time to show you, show you what you
Why?
Need to live the zombies? Tell it to me slowly to rewind.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
And Rick writes from the soul, but also from a place of darkness. And I'm not answering for him, but I think
That's
he wrote
okay.
this children's book because he really needed a step outside of his darkness for a little while.
Well, yeah, I think that's what I wanted to. That's what I was
really
trying
helped.
To get to. This
well,
this
I,
book.
I,
this book is totally out of his wheelhouse, but yet his writing is not. You know, the writing in it is not, but the subject matter I feel is.
Well,
out of his
I
wheelhouse.
Have. Well, I'll reveal this. I never do, but the reason I wrote. I never say this, but All the Fools and Madmen, under
Jean-Baptiste Delacroix.
Baptiste Delacroix, because I thought I have a children's book coming out, and I don't want this to interfere with that.
Right.
It was too dark.
Yeah, there's people looking at the children's book thinking it's too damn dark because Santa's crack is showing in the turban one. Did you see Santa's crack?
Oh,
yes,
crack is there.
Yes. Well, guys, listen, we've got like 4 minutes left, so
okay.
let's let everybody know about the book again. Under Santa's Hat, www.undersantashat.com. It's a gorgeous book, and you're going to love it. And just go right to the website, and in the meantime, hopefully we get a publisher out there and get this into everybody's hands. And perfect gift for a child or just anyone who just loves art and wonderful stories of folklore and just a great book. And Rick also has other books out as well, as we mentioned earlier. What is it? A Labyrinth Voices, Nuthouse. And also his lyrics.
What about
are,
Willie the Kid? That's a song.
Yeah, and Willie the Kid, we haven't played in a while. I'm going to close this out with that because that was one of my favorite tunes. And we know what we're going to do with that, when we can do with that, Rick. You know what that deal is. So, you know, unfortunately, we're stuck on that. So,
hey, God
but everybody,
bless.
You know, everybody, Rick Ryan and Laura, forgive
Grava.
Me, your last name, Grava.
I can't change my name. Hey, listeners out there, think of a new last name for Laura Grijalva.
There you go.
It's more
Laura
phonetic
G.
than we can
spell. Laura
yes.
G. Laura
yes.
G.
Well, everybody, yeah, thank you for calling in. I'm going to call you guys after the show, get your addresses, get these books right out to you. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Laura. Check out Under Santa's Hat.
Like I said.
Go to undersantashat.com. Thanks, guys.
Like I
Have
said,
a good
God
night.
Bless you.
All thank right, guys.
You.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, so I was saying that what turned me on to Rick, well, how I first met Rick, was his song, Willie the Kid, his tribute to Willie Nelson. And sadly, I would love for Willie to hear this while he's still around. So join me tomorrow night, Halloween, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be playing some Halloween / scary, spooky music for Halloween. Have a great Halloween. Be safe. And this is Willie the Kid by Rick Ryan. And go check out Under Santa's Hat at www.undersantashat.com. Take care, everybody. Thanks so much for listening in. And have a happy Halloween. Bye-bye.
Out there who don't know all the facts behind a Willie show. Back when sequin suits and Acme boots were fine, back when movie shows still cost a quarter, when greasy ducktails were in order, back when you rode crazy for Patsy Cline. Yeah, underneath them tailored tweeds you were an outlaw from the start. Help to feed those folks in need, man, you're such a breed apart. But you're still a kid at heart. Well, Willie the Kid, look what you did, but you still seem so damn young. Yeah, Willie the Kid, your slide never slid to keep your songs from being sung. Always turned your back on trends, giving time to real good friends. From Waylon to Snoop Dogg, you helped to see through all the fall. You might have gotten lost, but you never hid. It's all about what you do and done and did. Willie the Kid. With Johnny Waylon, you
and Chris, the highwaymen just couldn't miss. Then for Towns Van Zandt, singing that Marie. Like a slice fox that's running wild, you can say that you're God's problem child, but your music ain't no problem to me. Well, beneath them briggs and hippie beats, you were an outlaw from the start. Planting seeds and living free, man, you're such a breed apart. But you're still a kid at heart. Well, Willie the Kid, look what you did, but you still seem so damn young. Yeah, Willie the Kid, your slide never slid to keep your songs from being sung. Always turned your back on trends, giving time to real good friends. From Waylon to Snoop Dogg, you helped us see through all the fog. You might have gotten lost, but you never hit. It's all about what you do and done and did, Willie the Kid. Comes from your soul, you just let your feelings take control, then you go right back on the road again. You told the truth for over six decades, with Neil and John you launched Farm Aid. For years so many hearts have found a friend. You're out there helping those in need, you were an outlaw from the start. Now fighting greed, smoking weed, man, you're such a breed apart. But you're still a kid at heart. You always sang it right down to the bone. Well, Willie the Kid, look what you did, but you still seem so damn young. Yeah, Willie the Kid, your slide never slid to keep your songs from being sung. Always turned your back on trends, giving time to real good friends. From Waylon to Snoop Dogg, you helped us see through all the fog. You might have gotten lost, but you never hid. It's all about what you do and done and did, Willie the Kid. Willie the Kid. Willie the Kid.